With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A high surf and flooding threats persist in California.
There's been a huge swell coming in to the West Coast this week, particularly here in Santa Cruz. They have washed off the end of our historic wharf. They have sprayed up over onto roadways. They have tossed debris all the way onto beaches. The beaches in this coastal town are closed because there's so much debris and water all over them.
Correspondent Martha Mendoza, earlier high surf, blamed for fatally trapping a man beneath debris on a beach and later partially collapsing a pier, tossing three people into the Pacific Ocean. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson gets a lump of coal in his stocking from Senator Rand Paul. Bob Agnew reports.
As part of his annual Festivus airing of grievances, Senator Paul posted on X that Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered. Paul writes, quote, "I want to be the first to congratulate former Speaker Johnson, who will be gone before D.C. gets warm again." Last week, Senator Paul called for Johnson to be replaced in the Speaker role by billionaire Elon Musk, noting the Speaker need not be an elected member of the House. Bob Agnew reporting.
American Airlines flights, well, they're back in the air after a brief grounding due to a system-wide technical issue earlier. Just before 7 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. That was at the airline's request. That lasted for about an hour. Stocks edged higher on Wall Street ahead of the Christmas holiday that were led by gains in big tech stocks. The Dow was up 390 points today. The NASDAQ composite gained 266 and the S&P 500 66 points. This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another somber Christmas in Bethlehem, thanks to last year's attack on Israel by Hamas, which has triggered more than a year of war. The birthplace of Christ will not have the usual trappings of the city's favorite holiday. No public Christmas tree, no raucous Scouts march, no decorations, and no twinkling lights as Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of war. Manger Square is empty of tourists. This is SRN News. A warning about the internet and AI.
Researchers and watchdog groups are concerned about the emergence of generative artificial intelligence tools that allow people to efficiently produce detailed and novel online reviews. They say this has merchants, service providers, and consumers in uncharted territory. Phony reviews have long plagued many popular consumer websites such as Amazon and Yelp. But tech industry experts note that AI-infused text generation tools enable fraudsters to produce reviews faster and in greater volume.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen's doctor, is pleased with his prognosis after the governor was injured by a horse bucking him off. Pillen underwent a procedure for his injured spleen and is hospitalized in Omaha. He also suffered 7 rib fractures, a partially collapsed lung, a minor fracture in one of his vertebrae, and minor kidney injury. More details at SRNnews.com.